Well, it's quite obvious that you don't teach democracy with an occupation army. That is not the way you teach democracy. I think probably the occupation army has a hard time. The boys are boys, are homesick. They do console themselves on their days off by having as good a time as they can have. They probably drink too much. They probably play around with the young Japanese, if they can get hold of any of them, to join them. And that may be very bad for the old Japanese customs and civilization. I don't wonder the old people are probably worried about it, just the way the American older generation would probably be worried by the behavior of the American boys on their days off.
Yeah.
But I think that you cannot expect any nation, whether it's Germany or Japan, to really grasp the principles of democracy through occupation. That is not possible. It's something that has to come slowly, and it has to almost be a discovery of the country itself. And when they discover that certain things can be accomplished in the way that they are told democracy would accomplish them, and that that is a good way to do it, then you're on a firmer foundation. But you can't alter the habits and the customs and the thinking of a people quickly. Now, it's true that the Japanese women's position has been changed by the Constitution, which MacArthur insisted should be written. But that obviously doesn't mean that it has changed the feeling of every Japanese man.
No.
Or every Japanese woman.
Well, I was thinking, and as we were reading this article, what about these same habits which the older generation of Japanese object to? Wouldn't we almost say that those same habits were true of right here in this country, and that there's just as much objection on the part of the older generation in the United States?
Well, of course. That's what I was trying to get across, that you can't... These are not... it's quite conceivable that to the Japanese these have become a part of democracy, because they are a
symbol,
demonstration of, from their point of view, of the way the United States lives.
Mm-hmm.
But as a matter of fact, it isn't anymore the way it lives than it really is a symbol of democracy.
Well, do you think that we in this country should think more of training our troops in so-called psychological warfare for occupation, so that they would be trained in behavior to depict democracy when they go abroad?
Very difficult to do. You're not functioning in an occupation period actually in a democratic way, because you are ordering people to do things. You're not asking them to decide whether they will do them or not.
Right.
So fundamentally,
they're not living democracy.
They're not living democracy, and it's very difficult for an occupation army to make them appreciate democracy. What I do think we should do, not because it will teach democracy, but because it will increase the understanding and the goodwill between the occupied and the people who are doing the occupation, is I think we could do much more orienting of troops by telling them about the country they're going to, by telling them something of the customs and habits of that country, by helping them to learn the language of that country, and by generally telling them that their own behavior will affect the idea that people have, not of them as individuals, but of the country which they represent. Therefore, they are ambassadors, and they should behave like ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
And they should attempt to create a better understanding of American life, a better understanding of what we think is a democratic attitude towards life. But I don't think an occupation can teach democracy. It just doesn't go together.